It's traditional. Look at the past few days from the world of sports. We'll rate from why are we discussing this is a 1 to completely captivated as a 10. It's something we call the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Tebow swinging.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Ever. All right, so you know the drill. I'll throw out the insanity.
What an intro.
And then we'll just alternate. Alex will go first, then Nick will go first, then I'll tag with my answer. So
it's the first thing I ever made, Nick. I don't know if I told you that.
You have, and yeah. Again, I'll say it's it sounds like stuff. It's the first thing you've ever made.
Go big or go home.
You ready? Yeah. It started with a hum and a starting gun, a smiling romp in the semifinals, then last night, would he become the first to win 3 consecutive 100-meter Olympic titles? After taking the title at Beijing and London, he exploded, passes Justin Gatlin. Twitter didn't break, it sprained. How about Usain Bolt's performance rocking your world?
I'll go 9. That was an amazing race. I was streaming the track and field stuff so I could watch it live.
Oh, you saw it live. I'm a little jealous.
I did see it live. Gosh, it was just so incredible to watch him start out slow. He was in 5th place halfway through the race and then finished and was able to like get a smile in and then like checked himself and made sure he was still in first. That was absolutely incredible.
I'll give it like a 7. Just because I don't know anybody he raced against other than Gatlin, and the only reason I know Gatlin is because he's been an Olympian for like 2 decades. I feel like he's got to be like in his 50s now, right? And so, what really made this great for me and like brought it up to a 7 is the picture that was circulating the internet of everybody running really, really hard, strained looks on their faces, and Usain Bolt like just looking to his left, like smiling. Like,
well, the smile was the semis.
Oh, was that what that was from?
Yeah. The final.
Then it's a 5.
Okay. Wow.
Because I don't even know the difference.
I'll tell you what, I was wondering how interested I would be. I saw it on Twitter, and I couldn't rest until somebody tweeted me the video. And by the way, thanks to the 5 of you who did. So I'm going to put it up there as a 9. It was real, and it was spectacular.
Yeah, it's like my problem is it was completely expected. Like, completely expected. There's nobody he's racing against.
I've said this before. I don't take championships and magnificence for granted yet.
That's fair.
All right. Last Friday, the heavily favored U.S. women's national soccer team became the first ever defending gold medalist to not even qualify for a medal. They lost to Sweden in a shootout. Then the classless follow-up of Hope Solo. So incorporate all of it. The loss, the commentary after, how did that shake your sports world?
I give it like a 9. That was huge. Like, not only is U.S. women's soccer the most interesting thing to me in the Olympics, but the fact that they are not even going to medal is incredible. And then Hope Solo's comments on top of it, like literally everybody's talking about it, everybody's commenting on it. It was the sport I was interested in most, and then for Team USA, which was essentially as sure a thing as Usain Bolt, to lose and not even medal is just a huge deal.
I'm going to give it a 7, mostly because of Hope Solo's comments, because I started watching that game, and half hour, 35 minutes in, I realized this game is going to penalties because Sweden is sitting everyone back. They're not attacking. Their counterattack isn't strong enough to beat the U.S. defense. And it was deep into the second half, and they had only had 2 shots on target, and they had 1 goal. I was like, this game is not going to be fun to watch. And then Hope Solo comes out and says that Swedens are cowards for trying to use a style of play that will help them win. No.
I'll tell you what.
Did help them win?
Right, exactly.
If they won, I'd have given it a 9. I'm going to be a crybaby, and because they lost, I'm giving it an 8. Mostly from the fallout, I just thought it was a bad look to lose. It was a worse look to not lose with character.
Does somebody need a wambulance?
Wambulance.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right, the first American ever to do it, Mary Lou Retton, 1984. Now it's four in a row, Carly Patterson, Natasha Lukin, and Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, four straight gold medals. The individual all-around gymnastics. How did this strike your rating system?
Six? I tried to watch the gymnastics. Was it like Thursday or was it Friday?
It was overnight. It was late Thursday night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I barely watched it because it was on. I streamed the end of it here at work, and then I caught it, and then it was on way too late in the primetime event for me to actually see or listen to it. So I'll go six.
Are we going individual or team?
No, she won the individual.
So we're talking about Simone Biles individual.
Individual. Okay. It had only happened once, and now the Americans have won four straight.
So I'm giving the individual like a six, because for me, my interest in gymnastics is the team over everything else. And the most interesting part, one of the most interesting parts for women's gymnastics this year for me was Allie Raisman getting the silver, I guess, and then the team itself, getting the gold. And so what are they called now, the final five or something like that?
Well, there was team name. Yeah.
So I guess Allie Raisman's silver works into the individual stuff, but I don't know, Simone Biles again, a complete sure thing coming into the Olympics.
Yeah, I still thought her performance was frigging
she's fantastic
chart,
don't so get me wrong.
I'm gonna give it an 8.5 because I'm not rating it to the other two. All right, Once Upon a Time, Belushi and the Saturday Night Live crew did a skit called The Thing That Wouldn't Leave. Well, it appears Tim Tebow is a big fan of the repeats on VH1 because he's the new Banner character. Now he's insulting fans, media, and the knowledgeable, claiming he's been secretly work out and he's gonna be a major leaguer, despite the fact that, you know, he can't. So Tebow back in the news as the ultimate attention and money whore. Rumbled how for you?
Can we go into the negative numbers? Like, the only reason we ever talk about this is because you're obsessed with him, Steve.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about Tebow at all. So 0.0.
Oh, wow. He's got Belushi's grade point average.
This is a dead zero for me. The only time I've heard about Tim Tebow trying to be a Major League Baseball player is from you, and I blame you.
It's streaming right now on Twitter.
You're not part of the problem.
I could care less. You're the only person who's brought it
up. Jim Rome, who has 2.1 million Twitter followers, opened his show with it. And you're really going to pin it on me. Yep.
I didn't listen to the start of Jim Rome. I listened
to
you.
Well, see, you have awful taste.
Okay. Yeah, that's our problem right there.
All right. Well, to me, just if it pisses me off sometimes, it rates. So I'm going to give it a 6.5 and hope it goes away. All right. 284.
You have direct control of that, Steve.
284-8571. The Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Didn't I admit I have a problem, though, last week?
You did, and that's the first step.
All right. We're working on it. Step. Do I have to, like, go apologize to people and make amends and all that crap? All right.
You can apologize to us next hour. How about that?
All right.